Before beginning, take a few moments to center your heart. Ask God to give you faith, wisdom, and humility as you hear and respond to His word. The topic of this devotional is dependence on God. Our scripture is Genesis chapter 32, verses 6 through 12, and verses 24 through 32.
The messengers returned to Jacob, saying, "We came to your brother Esau, and furthermore he is coming to meet you, and 400 men are with him." Then Jacob was greatly afraid and distressed, and he divided the people who were with him, and the flocks and the herds and the camels, into two companies. For he said, "If Esau comes to the one company and attacks it, then the company which is left will escape." Jacob said, "O God of my father Abraham, and God of my father Isaac, O Lord who said to me, 'Return to your country and to your relatives, and I will prosper you,' I am unworthy of all the loving kindness and of all the faithfulness which you have shown to your servant. For with my staff only I crossed this Jordan, and now I have become two companies. Deliver me, I pray, from the hand of my brother, from the hand of Esau, for I fear him, that he will come and attack me and the mothers with the children. For you said, 'I will surely prosper you and make your descendants as the sand of the sea, which is too great to be numbered.'" Then Jacob was left alone, and a man wrestled with him until daybreak. When he saw that he had not prevailed against him, he touched the socket of his thigh. So the socket of Jacob's thigh was dislocated while he wrestled with him. Then he said, "Let me go, for the dawn is breaking." But he said, "I will not let you go unless you bless me." So he said to him, "What is your name?" And he said, "Jacob." He said, "Your name shall no longer be Jacob, but Israel, for you have striven with God and with men and have prevailed." Then Jacob asked him and said, "Please tell me your name." But he said, "Why is it that you ask my name?" And he blessed him there. So Jacob named the place Peniel, for he said, "I have seen God face to face, yet my life has been preserved." Now the sun rose upon him just as he crossed over Peniel, and he was limping on his thigh. Therefore, to this day, the sons of Israel do not eat the sinew of the hip which is on the socket of the thigh, because he touched the socket of Jacob's thigh in the sinew of the hip.
Think about a stressful event coming up in your life. It could be a job interview, a confrontation with a friend, or the start of a new life stage. Now, think about the ways in which you have been dealing with your anxiety and stress. Most of us resort to self-reliance in stressful times, looking to our own abilities. I know I do. In the passage we just read, Jacob is dealing with one of the most stressful events of his life. He is about to face his brother Esau. The last interaction between the brothers years ago consisted of Jacob stealing Esau's birthright and Esau seeking to kill Jacob for it. In the face of this stressful circumstance, Jacob, much like us, resorts to self-reliance. But after an in-person encounter with God, he learns a better way. Let's first back up to gain some context for this passage. After Jacob encountered God in the dream with the ladder, he made it to his relative's house. There, he worked for his uncle for many years, and as payment, he married his uncle's two daughters. Just a note, the Bible is not saying that it's okay to have two wives, and Jacob's story actually demonstrates how toxic this setup is. After falling out with his uncle, where there was trickery on both sides, Jacob left to go back to Canaan. He was traveling with his two wives, their kids, some servants, and a lot of livestock. In the passage we just read, we see that on his journey, Jacob gets word that his brother Esau is coming to meet him. Because of their history, Jacob is terrified, and he takes matters into his own hands. Jacob strategically divides up the group he's traveling with into two sections. He reasons that then at least one of the groups will be safe. In faith, Jacob then turns to God in prayer. He reminds God of his promises. He confesses his unworthiness to be a recipient of God's love and faithfulness. He tells God he is afraid and asks for deliverance. But then Jacob turns to his own ways again. He picks out livestock to be sent to Esau as a gift of appeasement. This pattern of Jacob's actions represents his faith as a whole. Jacob has always only had a partial trust in God, sometimes relying on his own ways and power, and sometimes depending on God. That night, after sending everyone else ahead, Jacob is alone. The passage tells us that a man wrestles with Jacob all night. Right before daybreak, the man touches the socket of Jacob's thigh and dislocates it. He tells Jacob to let go of him, but Jacob responds that he will not let go until the man blesses him. The man asks Jacob's name and then says, "Your name shall no longer be Jacob, but Israel, for you have striven with God and with men and have prevailed." Jacob had wrestled with God himself. God blesses Jacob. And as the sun rises, Jacob limps with his wounded leg to meet Esau. Through this encounter, God was teaching Jacob how to depend on him. Previously, Jacob had secured the blessing of the birthright through his skillful trickery. But God is showing Jacob that true blessing comes from God's provision, not from Jacob's own skill or abilities. Jacob did not prevail with God because he was stronger than God or because he outmanipulated him. He prevailed only because of God's mercy and grace. He received blessing in his weakened state only by desperately pleading for it. Before possibly the scariest encounter of Jacob's life, Jacob is broken of his self-reliant attitude and taught how to rely on God. With his wounded leg, Jacob is now extremely vulnerable before Esau. Instead of depending on physical strength, Jacob has to find his confidence in God. With the assurance of God's blessing that he and his line will continue, Jacob finds the strength to go and meet Esau. What does this all mean for believers today? It means that when we are not depending on God, God will bring us to the point where we see our self-sufficiency as insufficient. He will break us of our self-reliance so that we come to depend on Him. And this process is never easy. Just like Jacob, God wants us to wrestle with Him. He wants us to bring our fears and doubts to Him as we struggle to rely on Him. He wants our active engagement. So wrestle with God as you struggle to depend on Him in your battle with singleness. Wrestle with God as you struggle to depend on Him for spiritual growth instead of depending on your own efforts. Wrestle with God as you struggle to depend on Him to take care of your future career. And wrestle with God as you struggle to depend on Him to make sure your children are okay. God rewards our struggle, just like He did Jacob's, with blessing. He gives us assurance in His promise that His love and faithfulness will never depart from us. He gives us hope in His promise of eternal life with Him. He gives us renewed vision in His promise to restore us, our communities, and our world. As He breaks us of our self-sufficiency, God teaches us that it's not about us and our abilities. It's about Him and His power. Dependence on God gives us the courage and strength to face the toughest circumstances in our life. Let's pray. Lord, it is often hard for me to depend on you when facing stressful circumstances. Knowing that you honor my struggle, I bring my fears and anxieties to you. Teach me to depend on you. Help me to trust in you and your abilities over my own. Bless me with the assurance of your promises. Amen. As you listen to the worship song, think about a stressful or scary circumstance in your life right now. Reflect on the ways in which you are depending on your strength and your abilities. Say a prayer surrendering the circumstance to God and ask Him to help you depend on Him.
I'm standing under the waterfall of your approval, and I find that I don't need anything else or anyone else but you. Your mercy is a song that I know by heart, but I forget the words the moment I start to trust anything else or anyone else but you. Show me how to stay here, stay here, stay here. I'll just wait here, wait here. Speak over me, tell me again that I'm someone you love. Let it sink in, tell me a million times who I am in heaven's eyes. So I'm letting go of all other names that I gave myself when I heard you say,
I am always known.